Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No money, diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I'm getting time, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 387 of Fourth and John. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn. Tonight we're talking about the Eagles Chiefs preview. You can't be more excited about this matchup here. 8-1 Eagles versus the 7-2 Chiefs going down to the belly of the beast in Kansas City. We, the Fourth and John podcast, know nothing about Kansas City. All we know is Dubs, Philadelphia Dubs. It's enough to make us go on an airplane. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips, but for the private charter, but it's enough to make us go down there and, you know, say it with our chests. We're going to be down there in the stadium, and there's nothing else more that I would want to be at is at that stadium. We spoke it into existence early in this offseason saying that this was going to be the game, two top teams in the NFL, and here we are. So if you're an Eagle fan and you're not amped up, I'd like to have a conversation with you. Or better yet, I'd let Evan Hollywood Hearn have a conversation with you. I can't hear you, Ev. Ev's so fired up, you couldn't even hear him. Nope. Well, Ev's got technical difficulties. I will carry on. I mean, think about Uncle Andy. Uncle Andy has been a thorn in our side. I can hear you now, Ev.
Sorry to interrupt you talking about Uncle Andy being a thorn in our side. You know what's a thorn in my side is shitty technical things that, you know, stop working as soon as the show starts. But I'm excited to see you and Primo, Vince, the whole out there in KC. You know, we're going to be leaving Saturday morning. And I was sitting here thinking, it is what it is. I wish I was watching the Eagles play, all that. I'm glad that this is the perfect time of year for you know, for us to rest up, get ready for this big game. But now this game being on Monday night, like, I just wish it would come already, bro. Like, I'm sitting here, like, I wish it was a Sunday game, not because, like, anything with scheduling or anything like that. I just simply want to be here. But I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a primetime game. The whole world is just going to be watching the Super Bowl best teams in the NFL. And to be honest with you, I think that our team, the Eagles that I know, is going to come out there with a hunger and a, you know, looking for redemption, man. Looking to show that that loss in the Super Bowl isn't going to be a normal thing. We run this league.
Now, beat reporters have asked about, you know, some players about where they are and their feels about it being a rematch of the Super Bowl. A lot of players, we spoke about Jordan Mulata saying that where he was at, he's taking it very personal for him. Mm-hmm. He says he remembers watching the red and green confetti land on him
red and yellow.
While he was at the game. Well, on this podcast, we've talked about the confetti is green. Yeah. It's a vivid picture when you're winning. It's probably a nightmare when you're losing. But I think you look at Brandon Graham, he says a lot of these guys know what the sting feels like to lose in the Super Bowl. And they're here and they're ready to make that sting go away. So I think Uncle Andy, like I said, who's been a thorn on our side, 4-0, first his beloved Eagles. I think it's time to make a move and take over Uncle Andy.
As we sit here and reflect, you talk about them being a thorn in our ass.
Well, I didn't say side,
whatever. What is the play from the Super Bowl that kind of haunts you the most? That you sit back and you think about the Super Bowl and you're like, damn, bro. There's two that come to mind for me.
I mean, there's
the holding call.
Gary. It's the fumble.
I wasn't even going to go fumble. I was going to go with the punt return.
Nah, to me, it means that because I just felt like the momentum, there was a momentum shift. Like if we take over there and we don't fumble, go down and score again, it's a whole different game. But the other thing is the field thing. I have a coworker at work. His son is a Kansas City Chief. I'm not going to say names. But his,
he is currently a Kansas City Chief.
His son is a Kansas City Chiefs fan, if I didn't make sense. Yeah, okay. And we were talking about the plays that hurt us in the Super Bowl. And I was talking about the slippage. Well, there's not going to be any slipping. This coming game, there's no excuse. There's no excuses.
There's not going to be any slipping, but I'm not sure if you've checked the weather so far.
Because of a field.
Okay.
Human rain, error. This rain. Is God. This is from the football gods. That's okay. Yeah. But I just feel like you just having those little things that just haunt you like that. Like again, it is what it is. You know, like you can't. You know, they played on the same field, right? But.
That they did.
It's just a fuck. It's annoying.
Yeah, it still hurts to think back on. But this is new beginnings. This team. And so, what do you think? You talked about like guys that played in that game. Brandon Graham obviously has been an Eagle for over a decade. Do you think that there is any sort of talking to the rookies on this squad and kind of just gearing them up and be like, "Yo, this one means more."
I think. Any player with awareness will know what it means more. This is like when you're playing Madden and you shift forward with the controller. Shout out to Star Flow. He says, Jalen is finally a 90 in Madden, by the way. But I think, you know when it's real. The way the coaches are coaching it. It's like we just – talked about on the last podcast, like 27 million people watched the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles play. There's going to be about the same amount of people watching this game. This is prime time, Monday night.
Even more, bro. We got all the Swifties that are going to be watching as well.
Swifties. John says, greetings and salutations. I'm looking for beatings and salutations on Monday night football. Nick says, where's Primo? Primo is actually, he's being a responsible parent. He shall be here soon.
He's gatekeeping the hat from the last pod.
Just a note here. We have Eitan Chander stopping by. He's going with some betting tips. Now, I'm not the biggest bettor. I like numbers. I think a lot of you guys, Evan's always talking about some of his parlays here and there.
I don't bet either, guy.
Yeah.
But sure.
you could have went with me on that one.
Yeah.
Didn't you bet on something? You did bet on something.
Of course. I placed many a sports bet in the past. Okay. I'm retired.
That's the point. Well, you're going to unretire when Eitan Chander comes out here.
You're going to unretire.
And gives you some bets to maybe potentially bet on.
No, I think that, Eitan is involved in the game. I follow him on Twitter and I see him – putting his locks out there. I think he's a pretty safe bet to follow.
Now, Nady says, we are going to swiftly whoop that ass. I like his vibe. I heard that Taylor Swift might not be in attendance. And when Taylor Swift is in attendance, Travis Kelce's numbers go up.
Yeah, I don't hold any credence to that. I think Travis Kelce was a Hall of Famer before Taylor Swift ever showed up. But, you know.
Hey, he's one of the best tight ends in the game. That is what it is. Shout out to all the people in the chat. Shout out to my brother. Shout out to you. Shout out to Mark Burr from Oregon. Chris Nady, Mr. iFlow. Shout out to Richard, Ryan, Ivan, Tim, and Peasy and Robert. The early birds always get the worm. Shout out to Taj. He's talking about the fumble Jalen Hurts had. Mark also doubles down with the fumble.
I was going to ask, though, who do you think is you talk about thorns inside to open up this show. Who's going to be the thorn in our side this show, this coming game? Because I got to be honest, I think it's going to be Swifty's boyfriend. I look at the way our safeties and our linebackers are set up. Their wide receivers aren't exactly world class. They've definitely got a subpar wide receiving core. What they do have is one of the best tight ends of all time and an elite quarterback throwing to them. So what I fear.
We might as well get into it because I was ready for you, Ev. I don't know if our safeties and our cornerbacks are ready yet, but hey, we got some reinforcements coming. But we talk about players like we've been talking about the tight end, incoming tight ends, and what they've done to the Eagles as of late. But week one, Hunter Henry, 6 targets, 5 receptions, 56 yards, a touchdown. T.J. Hockenson, 8 targets, 7 receptions, 66 yards, 2 tutties. Logan Thomas, 8 targets, 6 receptions, 44 yards, 1 tutty. Jake Ferguson, 6 receptions, 91 yards, 1 tutty. But at the end of the day, we are playing against the best tight end in the league right now. I would have to agree that you're gonna have to do something to shut him down. There's a thing about, like, you know, keeping the integrity of your defense and not like shifting parts to defend somebody. But like what we saw CD Lamb do last week, he was having his way in the slot, and they weren't doing anything really to contain him. You know, they had UDFAs. We had CD Lamb. Anytime he had Sidney Brown on him, like,
yeah, throw me the ball.
You know,
show me the money.
I mean, I expect, I'm hoping that they have a plan for.
I mean, they better. I mean, these are world class football minds. I'm thinking that they know about this guy Travis Kelce, and you know, the damage he can inflict. That's just, you know, the one thing that I fear. I think that I think he's going to be double teamed for majority of the game. That would be the smart thing to do, in my opinion. If you throw maybe with Roby back, you could have him in there and then some safety help. But I don't know, man. Travis Kelce does Travis Kelce things. So that's something we got to look out for. Another thing we got to look out for is Pork Rinds entered the set. What's up, my guy? You done gatekeeping fucking hats, bro? I got people pounding down my door, showing up in the comment section saying, yo, fucking Primo won't tell me where I got that hat.
Which hat? I don't be seeing none of the messages about hat. I don't got no problem telling them where I got a hat from.
There you go.
He's got a that. Well, I think we mentioned it, what, like 2 or 3 times during the podcast. That
so you're still gatekeeping. Just tell him where you got it.
Ivan, I don't know where he got it from. But obviously, hey, what I got, hey, was.
Look, here we go.
There you go.
There it is.
Shout out to Ivan.
Ivan,
it's from supply. Here's the tag. You can't miss it.
From a man. Okay.
Shout out to Ivan, who's worried about Bradberry. I mean, so one player that you're worried about from the opposing side right off the bat. One player that you're worried about from the Chiefs right off the bat.
Shit. I would have to say Bradberry, bro. I mean, because.
No, okay. on their side.
Oh, on their side?
Yeah.
Oh, that we're shit, Kelce. Travis, all day, man.
Mr. Swift.
Yeah, man. he, you know, the way our linebackers are set up.
That's the exact same thing I said.
Yeah, I mean, it's a scary thought. I mean, we've been getting killed in that middle with all tight ends that we played against all season. And, you know, this is the best tight end in the league. So just imagine what we got to look forward to him. So, I mean, the game plan is if you could go ahead and at least minimize his plays and cut him down and, you know, keep him to a more civilized stats, I think you know, that'll definitely play the factor of, you know, us getting that W on Monday night.
The thing is with their wide receivers, right? You know, they got a lot of younger wide receivers, guys that aren't as seasoned as, you know, some veterans out here. And there's some, you know, Rashee Rice has been one of their top performers. He's a rookie. Sky Moore, second-year player. Mecole Hardman, they just re-signed. Justin Watson. MVS, you know, these are guys that haven't had a lot of time with Mahomes. But Mahomes is Mahomes. We have Kadarius Toney, the SoundCloud rapper. He's either dropping balls or, you know, he flashes here and there, but he's just always inconsistent. You know, that's what Chiefs fans will tell you. Like, what wide receiver is actually going to show up? Because at the moment, there are a lot of Jags.
Yeah.
Those same Jags scored in the Super Bowl on some motion.
You took the words out of my mouth. I mean, Sky Moore, when you brought him up, that was a guy that I just want to point out and be like, yo, like, kind of a bum ass. But at the same time, I look back at the Super Bowl and I'm like, he fucking torched us right on the goal line to get into the end zone. So I kind of bit my tongue. That being said, I think he is that type of player. I think Sky Moore is a gadget type of player that, you know, they use with pre-snap motion. And that's really how he gets his. And that is definitely something that I want to look out for this week is Andy Reid is one of the top coaches of all time. And, you know, also one of the most creative minds when it comes to play calling. So I really think, like, he's coming off a bye. We know Andy off a bye. Nick Sirianni does well off a bye, too. And he's had time to game plan this one. And I think that he's going to be testing. I think he's going to be testing Desai all day. Hmm.
Talk about testing. I am not testing out a new studio. I'm actually at work.
Bougie.
City line in the background and shit.
You know, it's nice out here, though. It is nice out here.
How many floors does, just out of curiosity, how many floors does that, do you guys own in that building?
Like, I think 50-something.
Wow. That's insane.
If you're scared of heights, it's not the place to be.
You know who you are.
But we're talking about people to being scared of. Shout out to Conrad. He says Pacheco. Pacheco is a guy who was drafted late. How was it? I don't know if he was undrafted. Was he undrafted or was he drafted late? He had an all-world Super Bowl performance for, you know, his pay grade. You talk about guys who came out. Davey has a question. He says, how come Goddard didn't go on IR? Didn't bro fracture his arm? Didn't he go on IR today?
No, that was Dean.
Well, Dean, I know Dean, but didn't they put him on?
He's right, though. I haven't seen
anything about Goddard going to IR.
He'll be out for four weeks, I think.
Yeah, so. But Pacheco was pick number 251 in the draft.
Yeah. Coming out of Rutgers, right? Davey's
saying the second to last pick, yep.
Mm. Now, Jason says, we need to make this a statement game. All phases need to be locked and loaded. I think from the term peaking in high school, I think we're a team that we haven't peaked yet. So this could be like an ugly duckling type situation. Brian Dawkins called this team like a, you know, the way that we're winning is ugly. But if they come together, all sides of the ball, it could be tremendous.
As long as you're stacking dubs, I don't care whether they're pretty or they're not. I mean, dubs are dubs, and that's the most important thing. And I brought up in the beginning of this show, I said, you know, thinking about the plays that, like, kind of haunt us from the Super Bowl. And I mentioned that that punt return, how them late in the game being set up, you know, on our side of the field really helped them. To be honest with you, the crystal ball is telling me we're going to reverse that effect, man. Britton Covey's been almost poking through, and then Nolan Smith tackled him on what probably would have been a punt return touchdown. I think we finally see – I think Britton Covey makes Pete Nathan a believer this Monday night. I really do. And I think that that is going to be a pivotal play in the game.
Yo, I mean, if that's the case, yeah, I that's one receipt I would love to hold on to, man, to go ahead and say, hey, you were right. But that was a good statement that I just saw from Davey, because, you know, Davey, that's crazy is that last on Tuesday's show, as we're here talking, I'm thinking that in the back of my mind, too, is a good question. Is Desai actually holding out on this, on the gauntlet part of this season? You know what I mean? Like, is there still more in the bag that he's going to go ahead and bring out in this second half of the season to, you know, to show that he is that, you know, that guy, that defensive coordinator that we had confidence on him being when we brought him onto the organization. So it's going to definitely be interesting. And I mean, the statement definitely has to be made against this team. This is the true test out of this whole gauntlet period of the season. And if we could go ahead and hold these guys down and pull this W in Kansas City on Monday night, I'm telling you right now, we back in Vegas come February.
And I got something that'll make people feel even better too. Cause as I'm sitting here thinking about it, let's think back to February. And like, what was the talk of the town after that Super Bowl? Freaking our defensive coordinator was on Zillow looking at houses in Arizona in the middle of that game, bro. He was not fully involved in the game. And so now we have a new defensive coordinator who I think a lot more people are more confident in, and Sean Desai, than Jonathan Gannon. And he's going to be fully enveloped in the game. He's not going to be distracted by the fact that he has a new head coaching job on the horizon. We're going to have everybody all locked in all phases of the game. Thanks, Hack. Mm.
Yeah. Shout out to Ivan. Also locked in, I think, not only Desai, but Brian Johnson. I think they're both – I'd have to believe that they haven't shown what they're about to show in the next couple of games. You obviously got to – you got to let some things back. I mean, they released the brotherly sweep the other day. That was interesting. I was like, all right, why did they put that out there early? Get people thinking.
I don't understand why people are always – like, I feel like whenever there is, like, a little wrinkle off of that, they're like, oh, well, why did we use that then? Like, I thought that was a perfect time for the brotherly sweep.
Nah, well, it was against Washington when the game was wrapped up. I thought
– Was it wrapped up?
I thought it was. But the way that we play defense around here.
I don't know if it was.
I thought it was.
If we don't do that brotherly sweep and we just take three, that might be a different outcome of that game.
They scored, like, super quick. We were up, like, what, two scores? I just wouldn't have used it. But if they did use it, there's a reason why they used it. To get people thinking. So, but I don't believe they've showed everything. But we're going to be forced to do some different things with going more 11 personnel. You're going to see a lot more three wide receiver sets. We might even go spread them out. You know, Jalen likes to spread it out. You know, I feel like it's always a good thing. It's easier for him to diagnose what's going on. But we got Jesse out here. Says Monday night going to be like the time you finally beat your dad. Hooping one-on-one, it's time to whoop Andy.
Mm-hmm. I agree, Jesse.
Time is yours, Jesse.
You remember that moment when you beat your dad for the first time and whatever it is?
When I beat him in a race, bro, that was the biggest. Yo, and my dad was like 54, and I was like 15, and I finally beat him. Dude, I was like, Jesus, would you slow down?
How is running like that at 54?
Yeah, man, he was quite the athlete. But I think other situations we're looking at, I think the way that their safeties, I'm not safeties, their corners are built. You know, when we go three wide, they'll bring in Trent McDuffie to man the slot. Mr. Snead over here is having a good year, man. Snead he's having a great year for them.
So is McDuffie, honestly.
McDuffie's having a great year as well. I got some little nuggets here. Legarius Sneed, 322 coverage snaps without allowing a touchdown this season. So that's something that he could brag about. But I think Jalen Watson is the guy that I think if he does get left on an island with Mr. A.J. Brown, or Devontae, I think that's where you target. What say you?
Yeah, I think that of all the guys that you showed, that Jalen Watson kind of offers the best option as far as getting open. But like, let's look at our wide receivers. I mean, we've got a top three wide out this year in AJ Brown, who's just been dominant no matter who you put on him. And then you got Devontae on the other side. So while these corners might be having a good year, I'm even more confident in our wide receivers to get the job done.
With that being said, man, I think this is pretty much going to be like a breakout game for Julio Jones. I think we're going to definitely see Julio a lot this wow. Monday. Yeah, I mean, you think about it. I mean, given respect to
Goddard being out too.
Yeah, given the respect to the two outside guys on that picture. Okay, I got that. But one out of the three is definitely going to get left on the island, and I think it's going to be Julio's island this Monday. So, yeah, I see Julio having a good game on Monday night.
Todd says, Kale says they only run 4.3s in the Saunders family, except for my brother. Except for my brother.
He was Dwayne. A 4.2 athlete.
He was the musician. But I think it really does suck not having Dallas Goedert, because I mean, he was a big part of our offense and definitely a crutch that you could rely on, especially the way Jalen's knee was set up the last couple of weeks. He could just sit back there and hit the check down. I mean, good news, Jalen Hurts took off the brace, and everything is trending forward, he said. He said he doubled down on what is, you know how he left the press conference a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, they asked him a question. He just got up and left. Yeah.
But the last quote at his last press conference after the Cowboys game, he said the bye couldn't come at a better time. He doubled down on it again today. He said, like I said in the last press conference, the bye couldn't come at a better time, and everything is trending forward. Definitely. So you got to be happy about that.
Yeah. I mean, without Jalen Hurts, we stand no shot, man. So him being healthy is the crux of our entire season.
And I can't be mad at the kid for stepping out of that interview. I mean, he gets overburdened about the same question all the time, worrying about his knee and everything. But look, he just needed a little breather, get some time, and then he came back and he admitted, he just said the bye couldn't have come at a better time. So I mean, like, he's healed up, and the fact that they announced, well, he announced today that the brace came off and that things are looking real good in the future. Hey, that's what's up. Couldn't have come at a better time, because we definitely going to need all of Jalen come Monday night.
And a cool tone says, I'm going to be honest, I see us sweeping the gauntlet if we remain healthy. Mm-hmm. But look, I think that's a say with your chest.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm in the same sort of boat, man. I think the Bills are frauds. I think nice. Seattle's definitely beatable.
We've already
proven that Dallas is beatable.
Yeah.
Niners, Brock Purdy, the wheels are falling completely off. We got the Chiefs, man, which, I mean, we lost 38-35 in a Super Bowl that we, this is a different team. And new defensive coordinator. I'm feeling good, man.
Now, they lost to the Denver Broncos, which shocked a lot of folks. But like you've seen in the NFL, anyone could get got. Our team got beat by the Jets. Saw it in person. Pretty bad. Pretty ugly. But
they got beat by a Denver Broncos team that had 70 run up on them.
Yeah. So any week you can get got. So I think I just keep picturing, I'm just trying to picture things, put it into the mindset, like being surrounded by, because you look at the stadium, man. You look at the stadium, it's really nothing but red in those photos.
Yeah, and that's kind
nothing
of
nothing but red in those photos, as our stadium.
As Eagles fans, we are used to traveling and taking over stadiums. From what I've heard about Kansas City and how they roll, I'm thinking that we're going to be the minority out there, bro.
It's all good, man, but they still go Harris. They still go Harris, bro.
Yo, Prime, this is the first time Evan's getting me feel like a minority. He's like, well, I am on the show, asshole.
Hey, I'm in my own neighborhood, bro.
Shout out to Ebb Money. I just think being in that stadium, we're gonna have to have each other's backs, bro. Like, we can't let Ebb go to the bathroom by himself.
Nah, definitely. I definitely might have to be taking those walks with him, bro. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I'm gonna keep your ass in check too. Like, little boy, you gonna sit down and wait a little bit, all right? This place too important to be walking away.
You ever see ever seen those Marvel movies and all the superheroes are surrounding each other and they're like back to back?
Yeah.
Just like
First Avengers, yeah.
You know, because I'm saying when we get the dub, you got to be like, you know, head on a swivel because it, you know, it is what it is, man. I'm feeling good. I feel like last 2 weeks ago, I said we were the litmus test for the Cowboys. And I do feel like the Chiefs are the litmus test for the Eagles. Like, this is where it's at.
I think we're each other's litmus test, too. I mean, you brought up the fact that they lost to Denver. I mean, they've had games this year that have been kind of head-scratchers. Mm-hmm. So, I think that this is a pretty even matchup. Listen, if I can give any credit to the other side, dude, Pat Mahomes is unbelievable. I mean, the fact that he is able to turn that offense into – you know, one of the best record in the AFC. Like, realistically, outside of Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes, it's a pretty pedestrian offense, man. There's nothing really that special about it. Pacheco's decent, but, like, with the help of Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that opens Pacheco up more. So, dude, Pat is definitely going to be the biggest problem that we got to face.
I mean, I think it's when his problem is not – his problem, but it's a problem for our defense is when the plays break down. Because you've seen the way he plays, it's like backyard football. Like, most quarterbacks don't throw across their body. Patrick Mahomes does that on the regular.
Be able to do it, man.
He's an MVP type candidate, just like Jalen Hurts is. Mm-hmm. So it's head to head, and we've seen Jalen Hurts outplay Mahomes. So that when people are like, "Oh, we haven't seen that before," we did see it before. But again, the best team has got to come up and win on,
Let me ask you guys a little outside the box question. Cause we know that Nick Sirianni's brain does operate like this. Think about the games that we've played the Giants, especially most recently, when we have those videos on the sideline of players talking about Boston Scott, like, "Oh, did Boston get in? Did they?" Like, they all know about the whole thing about him being a Giant killer. And, you know, Nick Sirianni seems to want to get him in the end zone versus the Giants to keep up that sort of story and that sort of lore. I don't know. Do you think that Nick Sirianni is completely lost my train of thought, man. Someone save me.
You think Nick Sirianni is...
Yeah, no,
Nick Sirianni or one of the players?
No,
another player stepping in like a Boston Scott moment.
No, I'm sitting here thinking about AJ Brown in the same respect of how I was thinking about, you know, wanting to get Boston Scott the ball. I'm looking at the wide receiver rankings right now, and with CeeDee Lamb, you know, kind of going off on bye week, he's approaching AJ Brown like. He's getting there. We've been talking a lot of shit this year as Eagles fans, talking about how much better AJ Brown is than CeeDee Lamb. I personally believe it as well. However, do you think that there is now that they're like within 30 yards of each other on the year that there's going to be a conscious effort to get AJ the ball more just to make sure that.
Nah, I think they're just going to get him the ball when he's deserves the ball or demands the ball. Maybe. I just think he's going to get his, but I do think, you know, I was on a shout out to the Arrowhead Addicts from the Kansas City Chiefs podcast. They were talking about doubling up AJ Brown, locking him up, bracketing him.
The Steelers tried that. They got pointed at.
I told him, I've seen AJ Brown beat double teams down in the red zone. I've seen him stand over other players and point at them, drop footballs on them. Sending them to therapists. So, hey, at the end of the day, he's a physical dude.
Personally, off of my point, I think we're feeding the hell out of AJ Brown this week. I think there is a conscious effort to get him the ball.
And I'll go to 843 Phillies fans comment. He said the physicality we play with against the Dolphins. We should play the same way. The Chiefs are not as physical like we are. And that's what just got me fired up because I love this comment here. Physicality, at the end of the day, wins football games. You have to beat the other team up in some sense. You have to give it it's who wants it more? Like, I mean, how what else do you need to get you fired up after taking an L in the Super Bowl? This should be on the mind of everyone for the last 364 days. Like, you should be, you could do the math. I can't do the math, but you should be mad as hell. There should be nothing else that wouldn't get you up than a Super Bowl L. Like, I think for the Eagles, it's this game's personal.
It is.
It's a rematch. Yeah, the Super Bowl rematch. But I think it's definitely personal. Like, I think you circled this on the calendar.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started, from brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Yeah. It just is.
I think, I don't know. There's some people, I was just going to bring that up. It's going to be Eagles versus the refs. I don't want to think about that, man. I think it's going to, I think it's going to come down to just who played better, man. I think I really think that the Eagles are, dude, I think we win by 10.
All right. I like that. Okay. 2020 Vision says that this secondary can't handle Mahomes. This is the size of moment to show he ain't Gannon. If Mahomes opens up with a deep crosser across the, if where I feel like they hit us in Super Bowl last year in the first drive, if they hit us with that one play, I'm going to be like, all right, here we go.
That's Andy's play, though, man. Like, Andy on the first drive, just going deep. Like,
the deep crosser, man. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. If that's okay, I'm okay with that. PZ asks, do y'all see the Eagles losing any games over in this 4-game stretch?
I mean, I'm feeling really confident. If we were to lose one of them, I could see one game, but. To be honest with you, I think that it's possible that we could sweep, dude.
And I just think the way that we're playing, like, everyone was like, oh, wait till you play the Dolphins and we'll wait till the Dolphins play the Eagles, or wait till the Cowboys, wait till the Eagles play the Cowboys, or wait till the Cowboys play the Eagles.
And you know what's a great thing to think about, too? I was doing the math last night. We're 9 games into the season. We're 8-1. We've got 8 games left. If we were to just go 500 the rest of the year, 4-4, we're still 12-15. We've done that well in the beginning half of the year to set ourselves up for the later half. So we set ourselves up for this gauntlet. If we end up losing one or two of them, I don't think we end up losing two of them. I think we end up losing one at most. But and, it's looking good, bro.
And I just want to say to all you Eagle fans who were upset about the way we were winning our games early in the season, you shouldn't be upset. This is why we were talking about a dub is a dub, and you have to appreciate each one because it sets you up for success down the way. Like other teams,
we're in the driver's seat right now as far as controlling our own destiny and owning the home field advantage and the first round playoff bye, which, as we know, as Super Bowl winners in Super Bowl 52, that's everything, bro. Having home field advantage and having that bye, like Jalen was talking about how you know, this bye couldn't have come at a better time for injuries. Like, yeah, this team gets battered up throughout the course of a year. Think about where they're going to be another, you know, 8-9 weeks down the line. They're going to be beat up still. So to get an extra bye in there and let guys heal up, huge.
Yeah, the Chiefs coming off bye as well. They are all ready and fully healthy, fully participants around. So they're a healthy team. I know they had some
injuries. With this all wins matters.
Todd says, good teams find ways to win ugly games.
Yes, sir.
I think, you see the way that the Eagles are winning. It's like I'm not even a big MMA. I used to watch a lot of MMA, but like, you know, your game is well rounded. Like, can you take it to the ground? Can you stand up? Can you, you know, rear naked choke someone in an MMA way? Yep, you know,
can you hit a 12 parlay?
Eitan champ. Yeah, maybe Eitan can help us out with this.
My guy,
Eitan, what's going on, man? Look at Sharp over there. Like, look at the backdrop.
Very clean. I'm contractually mandated to have Odd Shopper wherever I go. So
oh, man.
They put this thing together for me in the event that, you know, everywhere I go supports green screen. Not like, they, look, I need to have the full setup where it's like shelving and stuff like that. But this is the lazy man's version right here of a background.
That's looks good. And the camera looks good,
it
bro.
It does look good. It does look good.
Look, anything to mask the fact that now with a 4-week-old on top of a 2.5-year-old, I haven't slept. My wife hasn't slept. Like,
congratulations
life
is not on
normal that, in my house. Thank you. Yeah. Life is not. I'm telling you, man. Before I met my wife,
there was no gray
kids. This was like dark brown. All my features, like, I had no lines, no wrinkles, nothing like that.
You should have seen Gail when the podcast first
started. It'll come back to you, man. Don't worry about it.
Never, man. I'm gray forever at this point.
How you been, though, man? Great to see you. Thank you for hopping on.
No, likewise, fellas. I'm great. You know, look, this is a fun time right now. And I think the difference is that, and so much has changed. 2017 is kind of like the born again, if you will, right, to take away a little bit of where we are right now. Because if we hadn't seen a Super Bowl victory, yet we've seen now Jalen Hurts, and now we've seen 2 years, there's always going to be this doubt like creeping in. But now I think we enjoy a lot of success where it's simply a matter of belief and conviction that we're watching and enjoying a Super Bowl contender. And we don't mean that like, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl every year. Like, no. They are legit a contender this year. So I'm great. You know, like, screw my personal life. I'll sacrifice it all for the benefit of this fan base.
And Eitan, let me tell you, man, had Tom Brady had completed that Hail Mary in the Super Bowl, bro, that would have been, I mean, that's just the Philadelphia curse, man. We would have looked at ourselves forever cursed.
You're right. Of all people, too. Right?
Yeah.
That's I don't care whatever faith you belong to, whatever God you pray.
No, that was
to,
poetic. Like,
exactly. And that's that entity saying, see, I'm right, you're wrong. Being an Eagles fan is the wrong thing. Like, that would be validation that we were doing something completely wrong at that point. But no, we got one. We got
yes,
one.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Do you think Eagle fans are like, they like the whole season we've been talking about wins and like, it's like everyone has to be validated. Like, it's cool to see us, you know, we're out here fighting. We're hitting people in the kidneys. We're jabbing people. You know, we just haven't curb stomped anyone yet. But we're still winning. So I feel like if you need to feel validated, you beat the Chiefs in at their home stadium.
It
can't get any bigger than that one.
Yeah, man. It's weird, right? Because I'm with you, and I think that this is probably the type of game where their early type of struggles, they're going up against a better defense than advertised and probably a worse offense than bragged about when you really look at everything overall for this Chiefs team where they are. But I'm with you, and it's weird because like even the Phillies, right, they go to the World Series and it's like, okay, they lose to Houston and they have this team, this talented team, but it's 162. It's this long season, and you're hoping to kind of just get back, right? The Sixers, we can say whatever the hell we want about the Sixers, but the reality is if they just need to get out of the second round. Like, yep. The bar is so low right now that they just need to get out of the second round. With the Eagles, it's the gift and the curse, where it's kind of like, hey, you know, at the same time of belief that this is a Super Bowl contender and that the city knows that we're watching a contender and that they still have to play this like smash type game or just slamming the opponent type game. Think of where the bar is. But then again, I go back to where we were pre-17, where that was the bar every year because people needed to fill time on the radio and they had to tweet and had to do this other stuff. This is a realistic bar right now, mm-hmm. where if the Eagles lose a game in Kansas City, the four of us and everybody else, we're disappointed because we know we expect better from a team that should win the Super Bowl this year. So, yeah, I think you're right, Gail. Like, this is a pretty big test, even though it's the middle of November, even though it's a road game against a non-conference team, even though you could easily explain away a loss and say, well, they're still ahead of the Cowboys and everybody else. This is a big game, even beyond the Super Bowl revenge.
I think that's a great point too, Eitan, because like you look at just you talk about setting the bar and like where the bar is set at right now, and you're exactly right. I mean, the Eagles' expectations right now are Super Bowl or bust, and we realistically go into every single week in any given matchup, and we expect to win that game because the bar is so high. And when there is, if we cough one up like to the Jets, it's a pretty big letdown. But we expect the best out of this Eagles team week in and week out.
The standard is the standard, Evan.
Yeah. Yes. But it's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
it keeps you alive as a fan, right? I don't know. You know, maybe the Chiefs, probably not, because they're loud and crazy out there, as y'all know. And not New England, because it's Boston and people are just angry up there about everything. But
yeah, you know, they are.
I'm sure that if you find a fan base that. Maybe it's like the Yankees, where it was kind of like, oh, hey, well, you said everybody's mad in Boston. They're mad in the Bronx, too. But the Yankees were so good that it was just this easy aside of not having to be miserable. I'm thinking like the sixth train up to the Yankee State, whatever it may be.
Right.
The point is that it's hard to find a fan base that's watching a team this good that's kind of in this sense of malaise, where it's just like, oh, okay, we got another Eagles game to watch. We'll never be that. Take this team for granted no matter how great they play. And I don't mean that as a negative. I mean that as a sense of like you're alive. And I don't know.
And I think it's a testament to just what the mental makeup of the Philadelphia fan is. Because here we are in consecutive years going 8-1 through 9 games. And there's still just factions of people out there that are, well, is this team legit? Is this, Yeah, I don't even understand what the argument is. There's always going to be people online that aren't Eagles fans that are trying to disparage in any way, shape, or form. But there's still fans out there that don't feel 100% about this team. What is there not to like? Is it just because we're not blowing teams out? The ugly wins, as they say?
Well, 2020, yeah. he says below, he says, does the offense lack the killer instinct to finish teams off? We kept Dallas in the last game, Washington before that, and KC game, we let them back in that game. I really do feel like they got to take it personal.
Yeah.
I think they will.
But, like, I still think that, like, the mental makeup of the fan, like, I think that we could even – and maybe I'm exaggerating, but I think that we could even blow a team out. I don't think it would be the Chiefs. I think if we found a way to blow out the Chiefs, everybody would be, oh my God, this is the greatest Eagles team we've ever seen.
Yeah.
If we ended up blowing out and another opponent this year, I still think that there would be people that would be like, oh, well, now we got to get up for the next game because we just, kind of blew our load in the last one. Right.
But well, that's the thing, Ev. Like, when did we become the Big Ten and this is now Ohio State needing style points?
Right.
You've got five games against really difficult teams. Hell, if they went 5-0 and they won each one of these games by a game-winning field goal, you can't have a different opinion than the fact that you look back and say, they just beat five good teams. Like, they just won five good games. Now, I get it, where it's like, Bermie and others, just, give me what you want and give me this big explosion of offense. I got to be honest, fellas. As much as I think the Eagles are going to win this game outright as a dog on Monday night in Kansas City, I don't think you're going to see that Super Bowl level fireworks offense and all that. I think both teams are going to rely on getting to the pass rusher and actually slowing this game down. Both teams have the quarterback to slow an offense and be competent and still keep the other guy off the field.
That's the thing too, though. But I mean, like, as a fan, you know, as somebody that we're at the games every week, I'm not upset on how we've been pulling off these W's. I mean, shit, it's like I heard this statement last night on the movie. You win by an inch, you win by a yard. A win is a win. And I'll take that all day. I mean, the way these guys are coming together and they're making things happen. Do I get upset about some of the play calling? Absolutely. I mean, yeah, we could be better. We could be better in that perspective. But I'm going to take that W all day. And then, like you just mentioned, I mean, we go 5-0 in these next five games, bro. I'm riding that wave high. Like, I'm going nonstop. Like, yo, we did our part as the Philadelphia Eagles, as this fan base, and we pulled it through. And for all the doubters out there, I mean, because we're going to get that every week, no matter what, especially like from these Cowboy fans, these Giants, like our divisional, you know, rivals. Man, look, I'm good. I'm happy. I'm really satisfied on where we're at right now. And now I'm ready to see these guys go through this gauntlet the way they need to.
And the funny thing is, as bad as the Jets loss was, I'm not saying that I'm kind of glad that they lost, but I'm saying I'm kind of glad that they got some perspective of where you need to have your game at. Yeah, I mean, they need a reality check, and I'm so geeked up because we're going to KC, we're going to Dallas, and then I'm going to Seattle, and so to see all this stuff live, I'm like, I'm cherishing this little vacation.
Gail's living in the gauntlet, bro.
Because I just feel like I need to be in it and experience some things. So I feel like crossing some stadiums off the list. But I know Eitan is a betting man. Like, you know, you can give us some good tips. You know?
Let me know, bro. Let me know. Let me hear it.
So I'm looking at this here. I got three bets here for you that I found, and we can talk these through here. All right. Wow, you're giving me the full screen. What happened?
When you're looking that good, bro, it's hard not to.
It's all you.
No, see, now people can see, like, the, what do they call it? The crow's feet.
The crow's feet.
Look at the full beard, though. You're talking
about vacation. I got months of vacation time in these bags right here. All right. This is what I love. All right. Let's look at this. We're going to tell a story, really. Actually, I found four bets. I lied. I have a fourth bet here for you. We're going to tell a story. That's the best thing you can do. You want to put these together in the same game parlay, that's fine as well. But I strongly suggest just taking these individually. The first is the Eagles winning the football game. They have survived way more than the Kansas City Chiefs have. And I'll leave you with this thought on why I'm taking the Eagles simply, and it's really a matter of the quarterbacks. The Philadelphia Eagles have found ways, not one, but multiple ways, to win a football game without Jalen Hurts, meaning Jalen Hurts can struggle, make a play or two ultimately in a game, help his team win, but not be the main reason why they win or will blow a team out or just handle a team or get by. The Chiefs haven't done that yet. You look at when they've lost, Mahomes has been in check and guys are looking around like, you know, it used to be when AI got the ball, kind of just like, all right, brother, go ahead, you do something. And just standing there like waiting for Mahomes to do something. That's going to be huge. There's no home field advantage, especially when you have an Eagles team like this. Give me the Eagles plus money on the road to win outright. I don't need points. Two and a half points. It's not worth it. Just give me the birds to win it. Found this on Caesars. It's actually a fun bet for you all out there. It's first drive for the Eagles, so it's one of these quick bets. But one thing Nick Sirianni loves to do, one thing that Brian Johnson, one thing this Eagles offense loves to do, test, right? Just be a pest. Test that opposing defense. Take a shot downfield between Devontae, A.J. Brown, maybe if it's even Swift or O.Z. in the slot, somebody along those lines. The Eagles are going to take a shot. Plus 165, yes, Philadelphia first drive to include a 20-plus yard offensive play. Again, plus 165 for that. Third play for me, over 58.5 rushing yards for DeAndre Swift. As I mentioned, the Chiefs defense improved, way improved from that Super Bowl. You're going to be able to run the football, just have to stick with it. That offensive line, inexcusable that they wouldn't run the ball. Give me DeAndre Swift over 58.5 rushing yards. Last thing, it's going to be plus money out there, and I know he's kind of disappeared from being our hero, our MVP of the season, but Monday night game on the road in Kansas City. They're going to use Jake Elliott. Yes, over sir. 1.5 field goals for Jake Elliott at plus 118. Bet that, John.
Oh, shit. I'm making some money this weekend.
As a man that is a huge supporter of the Kickers of People Too movement, I love a bet that involves Jake Elliott. And let me ask you, this is something that I've been pushing on recent shows. Is Jake Elliott the best Eagles kicker of all time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ooh, David, you heard it. David
Akers,
you heard it.
Or, like, first off, who else would it be outside of he or Akers? Exactly. Am I missing an obvious one?
And people get caught up in nostalgia. I mean, Akers was here forever. And I had an Akers jersey. I loved Akers too. Yeah. But did he win a Super Bowl? Did he kick 60-yard bombs? No.
Hey, no, Elliott's the truth, man.
Yep.
Hey, Eitan, did you happen to see Elliott's commercial with Prime? Not the other way around, but the commercial was with Prime. It's running on NBC Philly, right? Yeah. So if you want to get his autograph now,
Prime is available.
The over under on the
can I get like a Verisign autograph? Prime, is that cool? You know, one of those.
You got it, bro. I got you.
No,
got
but you brought up doing your bets something that I think is really similar to how I observed the Eagles Super Bowl that we won. Versus the Patriots. The way I looked at that and the reason I felt so confident in the Eagles going into that game is the fact that the way I looked at it is the Eagles had the better team. The only thing the Patriots had in that game is the better quarterback. They had Tom Brady, obviously. But overall, the entire team itself was better than the Patriots. They were just carried by Brady. This Chiefs team is eerily reminiscent of that. I think that this Chiefs team, outside of Mahomes, Kelsey, you know, the big names, I think that it's a relatively pedestrian team. I mean, you've got obviously Andy Reid running the helm, but I think that this Eagles team is much more well-rounded than the Chiefs team.
Well, the funny thing about the Chiefs is like you think Chiefs offense, but actually the Chiefs defense has been holding their own. They've been a solid unit. I think that's where I think with the Chiefs offense, they've had the similar struggles with their offense where Mahomes, you know, they're taking away the big plays. The quarterbacks have to take what's given to them. Sometimes they'll force the issue, and that'll mean throwing a pickup pick here and there. I mean, there's been times you've seen Jalen Hurts where he has a check down, but he's going for a double team situation with AJ because he just trusts AJ like that. I think at the end of the day, it's which quarterback is going to take what the defense gives them. And
there's a number, 20. 20 seems to be the magic number. I can't believe I'm saying this, but to your point, Gil, this is how improved Steve Spagnuolo's defense is this year. In their 7 wins, they have held opponents to 20 or fewer points. All 7 wins, it's 20 or less points. Now, their 2 losses allowing over more. So they're allowing 16 points per game as a whole on here. If you get 21 points from the Eagles, odds will tell you that they're going to win this football game. Yeah. Now, can they win this game 18-17, 18-15 over the Chiefs? Probably. But 21, 23, 24 points, that's where it gets difficult. I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's where it gets difficult for Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs offense to keep up with Philadelphia.
That is pretty surprising, just considering the fact you think how high-powered Pat Mahomes' offenses have been in recent years. Like, if we can get above 21.
Just give me 21. Yeah. 21's fine. You don't even push on 21, right. Evan.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Well, I'm going to need these guys to teach me how to bet because if I have math anxiety. Eitan, I don't know if you. I've been pushing that narrative the last couple of podcasts.
Years, so years.
People they hit me with numbers. I'm like, bro, I'm listening to you, but inside, it's explosion.
SpongeBob's brain.
I took a computer science class in college to satisfy my math requirement, and it was like it wasn't like coding or anything deep. It was like introduction to computer science, which is essentially just like, you know, creating the most basic version of like Oregon Trail or some shit like that. So my point being, Gail, is that if somebody who is so math adverse like myself can figure this thing out, can build a bankroll, cannot deposit in these accounts every week because I'm out of money. If an idiot like me can figure this out, these two can tell you that you can definitely figure this out. And it's fun. Once you figure out your process, and once you actually have the ability, and you're not just throwing random money on stuff, it's actually fun. It's amazing how fun it can be.
Are you more of a straight bet guy or a parlay guy, or a mix of the two?
This is where work gets in the way of real life, right? Because it would be like you paying somebody to give you health or nutrition advice, right, for food, and you know it's like, give me the healthy way to eat shit, right? Like I still want to deep fry my stuff. And meanwhile, this person is living like a six pack life, like a chiseled life. So in my day to day, I try to limit parlays as much as possible. But for my job, the masses, everybody wants parlays. Everybody wants the three leg, four leg, five leg. So I have to research and now give out parlays. They come like I try and bet everything that I give out. I will bet. So at least I have my step and my stamps and everything behind it. But it's crazy, man. It's crazy how much money you can just.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All it takes is one poor bet in a parlay for it to all go down the drain. And there's nothing worse than when, like, you're putting together a parlay with your friends and then you added just one little leg on there and they're all celebrating the win. You're like, I still need one more field goal.
What we're going to have to do is we're going to do a bet together, all of us. Like not you, Eitan, but the
John. He could be in it.
Oh, yeah. You know, we'll put all our money together. And since I got the anxiety, I'll let you handle it. and pick it out, you know? Pick it out.
Bet that first drive. Bet that 20-plus yard
off that one play a lot.
The first drive.
Yeah, I do as well.
And yeah, is that 20 yards gained in any way? It could be a run or a pass?
Anyway. Could be Jalen Hurts. Could be Swift on the ground. Could be A.J. Brown. Anyway.
Love that. Is there any – did you happen to catch any bets as far as the amount of tush pushes in the game? Is that an available line?
Not legally. You can go offshore there, but that's when I get in trouble pushing that stuff. I'm sure there is some book out there where you can bet the amount of tush pushes the Eagles will have this week. And there's probably a bet somewhere offshore on whether or not it gets banned this offseason the over-unders for how many they do in the rest of the – there'll be a prop bet in the Super Bowl. There'll be a legal prop bet in the Super Bowl tush push surrounding so long as the Eagles get back. I can promise you that.
Do you think that the tush push is something that they're going to make an honest effort to pull out of the game between this season and next?
Yeah, I do. Unfortunately, I do. Now, look, the competition committee, the safety committee, all that shit together, who knows, right? It does take votes. Jeff Fisher has been a thorn for years trying to remove stuff, and the Eagles have tried to push their crazy stuff, too, and it just gets shot down. I think, ultimately, there are two things. One, the league realizes that if done correctly like this, it's unstoppable. And it now adds this extra advantage that I don't give a shit about because the Eagles are using it to their advantage. But I can see now the teams, right? And this is the nature of where you're not in this open market, competitive market. You're in this cap 32 team market and you've got other owners. You got somebody down in Dallas. Well, you know, you got all this shit here trying to be an ass to take away. The other part of it, and I think this is more a mask of it, but I do think that there is some sense of it, is that somebody's going to do this thing wrong, right? Like, it's not going to be Jalen Hurts, but somebody's going to do this. It's like the TikTok video. Some asshole out there is going to do it wrong, ruin it for the rest of us, hurt their neck, get knocked out of a game, blow their knee out, something like that. And that's what they're going to use to say, ban this shit immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, get your hamstrings up, QBs out there across the league.
I do wonder how that's going to look, though, too.
Because, yeah, it's coming.
The QB sneak has been a part of the game since pretty much the game started.
Yeah.
And do you think that, like, it'll just be remove the QB sneak entirely or just be the pushing aspect?
No, it's the pushing aspect. But, look, to your point, I think that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, maybe not so much Josh Allen now, like what we believe Josh Allen to be, you take some of these guys, Jalen Hurts, even Patrick Mahomes, You put them 3 yards in the backfield and you clear everybody out, and it's just him, a QB draw, and a shotgun, I think is way more dangerous than a tush push. But right. The reality is that you've got this rugby-esque scrum. You have guys that haven't played in that position before. The league is concerned, as they're always under this guise of safety. So I think that's where it comes from. But hey, look, I think that whenever you have a quarterback with the football in his hands and there's open season on him, like, okay, they've just snapped him the ball, he's now a runner. Hassan Reddick coming around the end full speed into a human being doesn't seem like it's less dangerous than just getting pummeled 3 feet away from each other.
Brute strength against each other.
I mean, while we're at it over here, we like to speak things into existence and kind of guess what's going to happen here. So we're gonna say who our offensive MVP when we beat the Chiefs. I'll start with you, Eitan. Who would be your offensive MVP?
I think my offensive MVP is going to be DeAndre Swift. It doesn't mean that A.J. Brown, Devontae, it doesn't mean that even Jalen Hurts, that these guys are not going to have a good day in the air. But the ground game is there for the taking. And I get that the Kansas City Chiefs defense has been improved. With this offensive line, especially coming off the bye week, you should have a multiple pronged attack here to use the ground game. Kenny Gainwell, like we've seen, head on straight, this kid can play and be productive, especially in that role. Jalen Hurts, all right, you know, you want to crack a smile and tell us it's all good with the body? Let's see it, brother, because we're going to need your feet out there as much as we're going to need your hands and your head when it comes to throwing the football. I'm telling you, I have a feeling that this is going to be a big game for DeAndre Swift. I understand Dallas Goedert's injury impacts the run game, but there's going to be a catch or two out there for Swift as well. So I'm saying Swift for me.
Okay.
I like DeAndre Swift a lot too. I think he has a major impact in this game. For me, it was between three guys, and I think I just got to lean on number one, man. I think Jalen Hurts, it's not just going to be a good game through the air. I think he's going to make some plays where, you know, where he just puts the team on his back and he goes and gets that first down. You know, he drags three guys with him into the end zone, something along those lines, where Jalen Hurts just has that has a few of those plays where you're just like, Jalen Hurts is the only guy on earth that can do that. And I think that will help be the reason that we win.
I'm gonna go Jalen Hurts. I'll pass it to you, Primo.
I'm gonna stick to the guy that I mentioned earlier, man. I think Julio Jones is gonna have a breakout game. The fact Julio. That he, you know, Devontae and AJ. What's that?
You want to bet that one?
Yeah, hey, listen, man, if it's out there, if he's talking about
I wonder what Julio's over under on yards is, honestly.
I got it. Hold on a second. See,
I'm gonna guess like 38 yards is his over under, is my guess.
I may have to go to I was on teasers, but let me try FanDuel here.
I'm actually learning as we're going here. I'm understanding what you guys are saying.
Hey, listen, man, we got a nice plane ride. We'll talk about it. I mean, we'll bring you up to par.
I was also thinking a wide receiver for my own as well. I mean, I really think that AJ Brown is going to continue to do AJ Brown things. He is. In my opinion right now, I think he's the best player on our team right now. And
Evan wants AJ to rub it in. You know what I mean?
I want AJ to go out there and completely ball like how AJ does, man. And I think that if you just put the ball in the hands of your best playmaker on the team and you ask him to go get that win for you, man, I think that AJ Brown, he will obviously be watched. He's going to be having double teams on him for majority of the game. I still think he gets his and has a 100-yard game.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
By the way, Julio not up yet.
Nope. Okay.
On the big board.
That's good. That's because you know,
controversial.
Prime's prediction hasn't gotten out there.
That's all right.
He's plus 425. I see him on DraftKings plus 425 to score a touchdown. Whoop. That's pretty good.
That is pretty
good right there.
Yo, I mean, yeah.
I would dive on that one.
We saw him against Washington in the seams. That was a play that they practiced that. That was the Julio play. So just imagine. I think without Goddard, there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the seams for Julio. So still so weird.
It's Julio. So weird having Julio on our team, man.
How about a defensive MVP? We'll go Eitan first.
Yeah, I think you're going to see this Chiefs offense. They're going to try to commit to the – I know this is wild, but they're going to try to commit to Pacheco. They're going to try to run the football. They're going to try to do whatever they can just to get eyes off of Travis Kelce. I mean, everybody in the world knows what's going on here. And the one thing I am concerned about, I don't know if you saw this, but Kelce is undefeated when Taylor Swift is there, right? I don't know why I blanked on her name, like of all people. But it makes sense, right? Like, outside of Beyonce, there isn't a larger female presence on the planet that you could argue, at least. So it's either Beyonce and or Taylor Swift, and they're probably, like, right next to each other, depending on what music you listen to and all. So point being is that if any of us had the most powerful, just biggest presence show up, right? Like, if all of a sudden Taylor or Prime or pardon me or Beyonce showed up at Prime spot when he's doing the show, he's gonna be grilling like it would be the best show he's ever done because he's showing out
until he got home and he had to.
I'm just saying, it's a little concerring there, but I think you're gonna see the pass rush, and I think that you can look at a couple of different guys. It seems as if Hassan Reddick has found groove, where getting around and really putting pressure on that outside has forced lines to kind of break down and adjust in game, in which they can't. I still think, even though Eric Bieniemy is gone and A.J. Reed's still there, I still think I'll say Reddick, but I think you can basically take your pick on the defensive line. It's going to be pressure on Patrick Mahomes that wins this game.
I got some numbers on Kelce with Taylor Swift. The Taylor Swift factor with Swift in attendance, he's averaging 8.5 catches for 108 yards and 0.5 touchdowns per game. When Swift does not attend Chief games, he's averaging 5.8 receptions for 41.3 yards and 0.5 touchdowns. They said that Swift has concerts on three consecutive nights, November 17th, 18th, 19th. So maybe she's too tired to.
Nah, they're, this is going to be the biggest game of the year.
She'll be there.
She's definitely going to be there, man.
Yeah, she's going to be there.
That's all.
Yeah. That's how you know. But here's the thing. That's how you know, no matter what happens in the field, right? Oh, somebody, I don't care if it's a Cowboys fan, an undercover fan here, it's not Phil. Somebody's going to try to take away from this win. Well, you know, Patrick Mahomes fumbled the football off his foot. How often is that going to happen? Or, you know, Andy Reid didn't. Hey. They beat the Chiefs with Taylor Swift in attendance. That's a quality win. Okay. Quality win.
Do you remember on Twitter last year that graphic that went around just tirelessly, probably made by a Cowboys fan, that was just disparaging like every Eagles win? Like it was like, oh, the Eagles beat Kirk Cousins in primetime. Oh, the Like, I would just love to see if Taylor wasn't in attendance, just that list again. It's like the Eagles beat Chiefs without Taylor Swift. Like, it's a fake win.
Somebody's waiting to do that. Absolutely.
Yeah. The Eagles just need to shake it off and get that W.
But back on the topic of defensive MVP, I actually – I'm not sure if you guys had seen the graphics. I bring up Twitter again that were passed around this week, but they were talking about – our very own Jalen Carter being the top, one of the top interior defensive linemen so far this year, being put up there with the names of Donald, Dexter Lawrence, all the big names. I think that he shows out this game, man. I think that Jalen Carter is a big force in causing pressure up the middle. I think he's disrupting the run. I think he's disrupting the pass. And I think that it's going to be a lot of people that are going to be put on notice that were outside fans of the Eagles and saying that when the Eagles lost Javon Hargrave, that was going to be a massive loss. I think that we're going to be able to point to this game and the performance that Jalen Carter puts on and be like, no, we're right where we need to be.
Hey, I'm going Hassan Reddick. He already took it to Wiley, who was the right tackle for the Chiefs at the time. He understands, if he goes back into the game, and realize how many opportunities that they missed. Like they know those offensive linemen. You know what they, you know what they wore at the Super Bowl parade for the Chiefs? A zero sack shirt. So if that's not enough bulletin board material, they've been thinking about that for. They've been thinking about the zero sacks T-shirt. I know they have. So Hassan Reddick is going to get his.
Yeah, I mean Hassan Reddick. I told you guys this before. Hassan Reddick is a good friend of mine's, and I spoke to him recently. And this is one of two games he has circled on the calendar. This game against the Chiefs. The next game is against San Francisco. These are the two games he wants the most. So Hassan Reddick is definitely going to come with everything that he's got this Monday night. But with that being said, I'm actually going to go with Josh Sweat. I think Josh Sweat is definitely going to go ahead and light it up. You know, I think we're going to be in attendance a majority of the time, you know, I mean, given the sweat sign and everything, I think he's going to be lights out on Monday night. So I'm going to go with Josh Sweat as the MVP of the game. Mm-hmm.
I like the way that sounds, man. But before we get out of here, I just want to give a big shout out to Philly Sports Trips. Who's, making sure this trip happens. Shout out to them, providing the private charter. Evan, again, slow motion cam. His hair is blowing because me and Prime can't do that. Yeah. We're gonna have a lot of footage of that. We have a lot of footage of Evan looking like a rock star out there. But shout out to Philly Sports Trips. They do have tickets for not for the tailgate. Tailgate sold out, guy. Oh. But for the pep rally on Sunday, they still do have tickets for that. Seth Joyner is going to be down there. All caps, Seth Joyner. Always you know, you love Seth Joyner's takes. He'll be down there with Hollis Thomas as well. So just want to give a shout out to them. Before we get out of here.
Shout out to Eitan for hopping on. Thank you, Eitan.
Shout out to you all. We want to give a shout out to Bud Light, Red Bull, and Concha Hawk and Italian Bakery for all their support of the tailgate. But how about some last – your prediction, score prediction – and then the last word. We'll go with Eitan first. Score prediction and your last word.
I'm going to go 21-17 Philadelphia. We talked about that magic number. I think they get 21. And it's just going to be tough for the Chiefs to score. So Eagles 21, Chiefs 17. And I'll leave it at that. They beat the Chiefs with Taylor Swift in attendance. I don't need to say anything else.
I like that. As for me, I told you, I think that the Eagles at the end of this game are going to end up winning by 10. I'm going to go with at least 10. I'm going to say 27 to, it's going to be a 9-point win. It's going to be 27-18.
That's a definite odd number there. I like that. I'm going to go ahead and throw a curveball, man. I got these boys winning 34-14.
34-14, a rout in KC.
Right?
Yeah, bro. I think we're going to surprise this team like we surprised the Dolphins. Straight up.
I like that.
I'm saying
he said it with his chest, man.
I said it with my chest, man. Yeah. Being there Monday night, I think, you know, I mean, listen, they're going to definitely be more Chiefs fans in there. You know, I mean, that's their stadium. It's hard to take over that stadium, but they definitely going to hear us. You know,
could you imagine
they're going to know we there?
Do you imagine if Taylor Swift shocks the world and shows up in Eagles gear, bro?
Oh, bro, that's
you're talking about momentum.
Oh man,
she pulls a Cam Newton, like, you know, that would be nice. That would be cool. I'm gonna go 34-31. I think it's going to be a high scoring attack. It's two solid offenses. I think it's just going to be a rowdy Monday night football game. I think the energy is building. I think not only the Eagle fans want to see this, but NFL football fans want to see this matchup. This is a rematch of the Super Bowl. Two different teams. There's some different players over there, but the nucleus is still the same. I think Sirianni has them. The mindset, I think the way that he has them playing, I think he's got these guys self-aware. But again, they don't need any bullet. There will be a lot of bulletin board material, but they don't need none. They got a Super Bowl L, and they feel the sting, like Brandon Graham said. Hey, and there's only one way to figure out this game is just win. Just win, sure. Eagles. That's all we need. Shout out to all you guys in the chat. Shout out to Eitan Shander for joining us, giving some bets. Bet that, John. Shout out to Evan. Shout out to Prime. Shout out to Hollis Thomas and Mal Davis. But we'll see you guys. And me too. But we'll see you guys in the next one. As always, fly, Eagles fly. And we'll see you guys in the
next one. Go Birds.
Go Birds.